Celebrations of a life well-lived can take many forms. And for the Diab family, each day offers a new chance to honor their son and brother, Trooper Mark Diab. The Diab family emigrated from Lebanon in 2000 and settled in Mississauga, Ontario. They ran two restaurants there. It was always Mark's dream to join the military, and when he accomplished that goal and was posted to Petawawa in 2008, his next dream was to open a shawarma shop. And that's where you'll find the entire Diab family today, serving up hundreds of shawarmas a day to the troops and civilians of Petawawa. Producer Tina Pittaway brings us the story.
Mark was 14 years old when we came to Canada, and he had a dream of joining the army since he was 8 years old. But since he is the only son, back in Lebanon, the law does not allow the only boy to enroll in the military. So when we came to Canada, and he loved the country, and he knew that he can enroll in the Canadian forces, he never hesitated, because that was his dream, to be a soldier and fight for freedom.
Well, to be honest, I didn't like the idea. My name is Hani Diab. I'm the father of Trooper Mark Diab. You know, he spoke to me and we sat down, and he told me that there is, you know, I always wanted to be a soldier, and that's how he joined, you know, with our okay, but, you know, like, he's my only son. And that was a little bit difficult, but I said, if this is what he wants, let it be.
Mark Diab was 21 when he signed up to the Canadian Armed Forces. The youngest of Hani and Jihan's three children, Mark knew his decision to enlist would be a tough one to explain, especially to his mom.
He sat me down and he said, "Mom, I know you're a believer, and you know everything happens for a reason. If God wants me to die in Afghanistan, no one can stop that. And if God wants me to die commuting back and forth from Petawawa to Mississauga to see you, also nobody can stop that. And I would prefer dying in the field serving than dying in a car accident on the 401.
Trooper Diab's training took him to Petawawa, Ontario, an army town in the Ottawa Valley that's been home to thousands of Canadian Armed Forces members and their families for over 100 years.
My name is Shane, and I met Mark in 2008.
Shane met Mark when they were both assigned to the Royal Canadian Dragoons, an armored regiment. Shane was drawn to Mark's warmth and how comfortable he was with putting the work aside and focusing on the personal stuff of life.
Yeah, we were all about the military, the career that we got ourselves into, and the things that we had to perform and practice and train for. But in between all of that, it was like he was the only one that was able to, like, balance everything out. Like, okay, that's all machine work. You are a robot. Now we're family. So he had a lot of things that could really bring out your family character. And I thought that was amazing. I mean, we got pretty close just off of that with him.
Mark, he built himself, you know, by himself. He born with courage. He born with respect to others. He respects his parents. He loves his church. He's a person, whenever you say Mark, he's always in front of you. I mean, he doesn't hesitate. Of course, you know, he has his ups and downs sometimes here and there. He does mistakes, but we always... He's a low maintenance. You don't correct him all the time. You tell him one and that's it, done. That was, you know, his superiors also, they talk about Mark like that. That's why we said, no, maybe he's because he's at home around us, you know, but it seems that everywhere. And that makes Mark special.
Always a planner with the long game in mind, Mark spoke often of his plans for life after his military career ended. He wanted to follow in his family's footsteps. The Diabs owned two shawarma shops in Mississauga. Petawawa had nothing like that in the area. Shane remembers the first time he heard Mark talk about his plan.
Mark and I were just heading out to go fishing. And we were driving in his Jeep on the intersection of Petawawa and Victoria Street. And he said, I'm thinking somewhere around there I'd like to open up a shawarma shop. And he told me, you've never had a shawarma until you've tasted our shawarma that my family makes.
In August 2008, Mark and Shane were deployed to Afghanistan.
I mean, the first time I stepped off the plane into Afghanistan, it looked like a video game, like Halo. I remember everything. I remember the sensations of dust hitting my skin, the wind, the smells, the look of the lights, the look of the dirt, like all fine little details. I took it all in.
They made many trips outside the wire.
It's a hostile area.
The term used for going beyond the security perimeter of their base. The first time they made that trip, like all the others, their senses were on high alert.
We were driving down a road, and I just remember looking at leaves, and I was actually able to look through and between the leaves to see if anyone was in there, because you're afraid of getting ambushed right away. And you hear everything around you, and you get a sense of everything around you. You become more alive with everything around you than you do safe in country. Yeah.
In the coming months, there would be dozens of operations outside the wire, and once safely back on base, they'd decompress as best they could.
We actually become a family in the military, and I mean, behind the scenes, we act like brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and everything, you know, with the nurses and everything. It actually is like a big family. And I think that's, you know, people don't see that often.
Trooper Mark Diab was killed on March 8, 2009, north of Kandahar, when an IED exploded near the armored vehicle that he and Shane and four others were traveling in.
Mr. Speaker, on Sunday, the life of another brave Canadian soldier serving in Afghanistan was lost to a roadside bomb. Trooper Diab was participating in security operations in the Shah Wali Khat district yesterday afternoon when his armored vehicle was rocked by a powerful blast. Trooper Mark Diab fled his native Lebanon as a teenager in 2000, and I am told his Lebanese culture influenced the last 9 years he spent in Canada serving his community and his country. He lived with his family in Mississauga and regularly attended Our Lady of Lebanon Church in Toronto and volunteered as a camp counselor every summer. As parliamentarians, our votes directly affect the lives of our soldiers, and we feel the loss of each soldier we send into duty. We in the House, regardless of political stripe, thank and honor him for his courageous service.
Both of Shane's ankles were shattered. His right leg was fractured and dislocated. He went through 9 surgeries in total, several overseas, and some in Canada at the Ottawa Civic Hospital. It was there that he met Mark's parents.
I remember them coming in with Mark's photo, and I hadn't seen Mark since. The shock had finally wore off, and the reality of it had finally settled in to what had happened to Mark and my crew.
When he passed away, we felt the connection between him and his brothers and his regiment and everybody around him in the military. We thought that it might help us also help them by bringing Mark back to the village where everybody can live with him and heal at the same time. It's a matter of both of us. We will feel good serving the army, and they probably will feel good to come and eat at our restaurant. So it's a two-way thing.
No problem. Let me know, rice spicy. Yeah.
Within a year of Mark's death, the Diabs sold their restaurants in Mississauga and opened the Matameek restaurant. It's on Victoria Street in Petawawa. It sits in the exact spot Mark showed Shane on one of their drives.
Did you get the spicy
there's a collection of photos just inside the entryway. A wall of honor, some call it.
Yes, that's the picture of Trooper Marc Diab. This is the picture of the soldiers that they gave their life to Canada, the 158. Marc is here. That's Marc.
The whole family moved. Marc's parents, his two sisters, their husbands, and the nieces and nephews.
My name is Fadi Diab, and I'm Trooper Marc Diab's brother-in-law. I still remember that phone call before he passed away, that he wanted to open it here, and I said, once you get back, we'll talk about it. It's been 5 years now since we moved to Petawawa, and we're happy here. We're continuing another 5 years now of our journey as a family. We decided to stay extend another 5 years now. I'll be honest with you, we never participated in when we were in Mississauga as much as we're participating in other than Lebanese community. Now we are considered part of Petawawa community. It has the difference, also multicultural, but it has more army, which still keeping us close to Marc, as is he never gone. We mention his name a million times a day, but being part of it makes us feel that this is our town, and they're very supportive. We love it.
Our move to Petawawa had so many phases to it in relation to emotional, physical. Living in the city is different than coming and living in Petawawa as a small town. So this was the hard part of it, is to move the whole family up here. When he passed away, we thought that there was a reason why he wanted us to do this. And since it was one of his dreams, we said we will follow his dream, as we know he was wise and we knew that it will work.
When I heard, I was in my house, and to hear of the restaurant, that to me, that was beautiful. I cried. I cried all, like, alone. But yeah, I cried because it was, Marc was like a brother, and when he passed away, I gained another family, and that it was like, wow, I lost a friend, but in Lebanon, it's like you may lose a friend, but you will gain a family, and that's exactly what happened. When they opened up the restaurant, it was, for them, it was big. But it was also big for the community too, because I think the community at the time, I mean, there was a lot of, some people had animosity towards the military, because some locals in the area, they did lose family members. And they could hold something against, personally, the military, because I did at one point. But when you see an act like that happen, especially with a family that lost their only son, it's amazing. It really taps into something that you don't really look into very often.
Before leaving for Afghanistan, Marc made a video for his parents.
One of the things that everyone thinks, I might not come back. So he was thinking about us. In order for us not to cry, in order for us to accept his death.
He doesn't speak in the video. It opens with the words on the screen, "Tomorrow, we'll meet tomorrow." It runs about 5 minutes and is filled with scenes from Marc's life. Driving in his Jeep with the top down, relaxing on the beach with his fellow soldiers, military exercises, kissing his girlfriend, Mary.
He made us look at things in a positive way, even though it was the worst time of our lives. And it worked.
It ends with the words, "Don't cry, because I'll see you tomorrow."
Well, we do cry, but it comes to our mind, like, "Don't cry, because I'll see you tomorrow." Like, you can't take it out of your head now. It's the last thing, the last message he sent us, even when he wasn't even here. He still managed to send us a message, which he did in so many times, so many ways, and we got all his messages and we still get them.
We never made any kind of studies on Parawawa to see if we're going to invest so much money. We didn't care. Just and for just one reason, you know, is to honor Mark and honor his dream, you know, and make him always around us every day, because we see him in everyone wearing the military suit, policemen, paramedics, you know, military. And that gives us a little bit of warmth in our heart. As if he's still there, but he's not physically. He's not there, but he is there. We feel him around, you know. Success is him around us, and that's the truth. And by being in Parawawa, we know it's full of angels. We lost 158, but these people are in heaven. So it's the city of angels, you know. Here they look all over us. On top of that, we see most of the other people that they're wearing the suit every day at our restaurant, and that's something noble for us. And the support of the military to us and us supporting the military, this is a two-way bond that will never break.
In Petawawa, Ontario, I'm Tina Pittaway.